WTAW News Time is 8:03. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A College Station woman is accused of stabbing her ex-boyfriend early Sunday morning. The victim was treated at a local hospital for a wound to the lower back and released. Officers were told the parties, who lived together, were arguing at 3:30 in the morning when the woman got a large kitchen knife and stabbed him. 26-year-old Sarah Stanford was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. College Station police are looking for three men, two with guns, accused of an armed robbery around 4 in the morning Saturday in the parking lot of Plantation Oaks Apartments on Harvey Road. The victim, who lost an undisclosed amount of money and a cell phone, was not hurt. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. Two 14-year-olds and two 15-year-olds were arrested by College Station police Friday night just after 11 following a citizen's call that the young men broke into their neighbor's apartment. Officers ran down one who ran out the back door, caught a second who was leaving, and found the remaining two inside the apartment, located in the 2500 block of Central Park. Another sign of summer is an increase in door-to-door salespeople. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says there are at least two ways to spot someone who hasn't been cleared.
Some of the ones that don't have permits, they get very pushy with their sales tactics, or they tell a sob story. All of those kind of things are red flags as to whether they're a legitimate business or not, and selling for legitimate purposes.
McKeithen says all solicitors must have a city permit, which includes passing a background check, and those selling alarm systems must also have a state license. More than $10 million will be spent on improvements at Easterwood Airport. John Clanton of Aston Aviation says some comes from unspent grants given by the Federal Aviation Administration.
We're going to have $3 or $4 million of that type of money available for terminal upgrades. In addition to that, we have committed $7 million of private money to go into hangars, improvements in the terminal, an FBO terminal, fuel farm, and so forth.
That's in addition to the $475,000 grant application submitted last week as part of Easterwood's pitch to Delta to establish nonstop service to and from Atlanta. College Station's annual Christmas event is returning to Central Park. The city council gave the move a thumbs up at Thursday's workshop. Julie Schultz was interested in using hotel occupancy tax money to pay for the event. Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten says it hasn't qualified in past years.
It certainly is drawing people in, but is it drawing people in and having them stay in town? We have had gone back and forth on those discussions over the years, and where we've landed is we don't feel that this particular event would be one for one to utilize hotel tax funds.
The last 4 years, the city has held its holiday activities at Wolfpen Creek Park with some lighting at Central. The Brazos County Democratic Party has named a new chair. T.C. Langford returns to the area after about 20 years practicing law in the Dallas area. She plans on employing what she saw her father do 50 years ago.
Go into the neighborhoods. Talk to people. Let them know who you are. Let them know what you stand for. Let them know why the Democratic Party is different. Let them know what the Democratic Party has to offer them personally.
Langford, a 1977 graduate of Texas A&M, succeeds Maggie Charlton, who retired and moved to North Carolina earlier this year. WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
The Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do.
Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
It's 8:08, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. They got their big celebration coming up this Thursday. Wilton's, here's the weather.
Continued hot through today with mostly to partly sunny skies, just some scattered clouds basically. High temperature this afternoon into the low and mid-90s, and then for tonight, partly cloudy, low temperature mid-70s. Mid-90s on Tuesday, sunshine and some scattered fair weather clouds. Clear to partly cloudy during Tuesday night, around 75 degrees, and temperatures should be well up in the 90s on Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Have you already sent an email this morning? When to send that email is sometimes critical. Okay, first of all, don't send it on the weekend, especially if it's business related, seeing as people aren't checking their emails nearly as much. When it comes to marketing emails, the numbers back that up. Data from the email company MailChimp found that a higher percentage of emails were opened on the weekday, dropping to a drastic 8.5% open rate on Saturdays and Sundays. People just going, nah, I'm not going to do that now. As for what time you should hit the old send button, the most emails opened were sent between 9 and 11 a.m. The number of people opening emails gradually decreases over the day, with 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. pretty much being a dead zone. But, of course, getting a response oft times your end goal, and that might mean emailing earlier in the day or just on less busy days when you don't have as much inbox competition. YesAware analyzed 500,000 emails and found that on weekends there were about 45% reply rate. That compared to 39% reply rate on the mail that was sent weekdays. The idea is if you're hitting your recipients at a time when they're not crazy slammed at work, you might be more likely to get an actual response. So think about what the purpose of the email is and when you might want to send it. Just see. At a rate of 398 orders per second, Biz Report says that Amazon's first ever Prime Day, that was on July 15th this year, broke last year's Black Friday records, as they said they would. Chalk it up to the successful advertising. But here you go, radio. Radio was the channel that drove the sales the most. Ha ha.
Yay.
Interesting.
Research conducted by Ipsos and Cumulus Media and Westwood One bears that out. Even compared to television and online, more than half, 52% of the consumers exposed to radio ads for Prime Day made a purchase, compared to about 48% for online and 39% for TV.
Advertise.
Yeah, just saying.
Advertise.
It's radio. It's interesting, though, the online, I would have thought that would be the highest, though, because obviously you're already online. Just take a click or two and you'd be right into the buy mode, but not the case.
I'm curious about that, though, because without poking fun at you,
yeah,
you don't spend as much time online as Patrick
would. You're right.
You
I
do
know.
Some,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you do some research there.
Right.
But you're not... It's not as pervasive to
not
you.
At all.
You would be more likely to hear it on the radio than you would.
Yep, you're right. That's exactly right.
Advertiser.
Yeah. But then you have to continue to be motivated to take the action at that point. And
mm-hmm.
that's, again, but that speaks well, too, for radio. Speaking of which, new study has found that your thinking style plays a huge role in determining what music you love the most. Popular Science did this. They said that research at the University of Cambridge found that if you are more of an empathic or systemic thinker, that alone can make a better predictor of what kind of music fits your personality, if you will. People who have high levels of empathy prefer music categorized as mellow, like R&B and soft rock and AC, adult contemporary. Unpretentious, that'd be country, bluegrass, and folk. And contemporary, everything from acid jazz to Europop. I don't think I know what either of those are, but
mm-mm.
Don't find examples. It's okay. The the high empathy thinkers strongly dislike music that is intense, like punk or hard rock or heavy metal. Now, people who are...
It's because they listen to Josh Groban.
Yeah.
Was he? He was on. There was something called Celebrity Quiz Show this weekend. Do you know what that is?
Oh,
no.
Man,
I missed that one.
That's a stupid show. I watched about 2 minutes of that. I said, no, I don't think so. Anyway, then people who have a systemizing style of thinking like to analyze and understand rules and patterns in the world. These were the people who liked their music to be intense. Those rules held true within a single genre of music as well. In the broad rock music category, empathizers preferred mellower acoustic tones or rock ballads, whereas your systemizers preferred music that basically blew out the windows. Now, does that change as you get older? Because you think about it, I mean, some of the music, unless you're like Kevin, who's played that forever, and, you know, your brain is frazzled around the edges, you know, just saying.
I have no idea. Do what you're talking about.
Yeah, but, I mean, really, do you change? Because your musical tastes do change as you get older. And I could, you know, you want to harken back to the old music. We understand that oldies works until you hear the same seven records over and over again. Anyway, but that's a whole other thing. But when researchers dug deeper, they found that those who scored high on the empathy preferred music that had emotional depth. Those who scored high on the systemizing preferred music with a high degree of cerebral depth and complexity, in other words, the music itself. Now, that's interesting because I can relate to both kinds of music. Because when I was growing up, the Moody Blues was my favorite group, which is pretty complex music
back then.
And but by the same token, now, I mean, at this age, I prefer ballads much more than anything else.
But, see, I enjoy the a little more complicated as well. But yeah. some of that is more the bluesy stuff.
Yeah.
As opposed to the rock and roll stuff.
Sure. Sure, yeah.
Which can be equally as loud,
mm-hmm.
but considerably more complicated.
That's it. I got to go back and find a feature story I read about a jazz pianist who is 83 and still playing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nimble.
Yeah, I'll have to go find that. Armadillos are giving people leprosy in Florida. Well, they've always had that. I mean,
only thing other than people that carry it.
Yeah, didn't know that was necessarily news, but the Florida Department of Health says it typically sees between 2 and 12 cases of leprosy each year. There have been 9 in Florida this year alone, and health experts think people are catching the very rare infection because they are... Okay, and... this is three words I wouldn't think you'd say together. Playing with armadillos. I mean, do you know anybody who plays with armadillos? Do you ever play with an armadillo?
I picked one up.
After I shot it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Anyway, CNN says armadillos are one of the only animals known to carry leprosy. The CDC says it's possible to contract leprosy through contact with them, but it's unlikely. Nevertheless... Florida officials are asking residents to please not play with the armadillo. Leprosy, a rare disease, of course. So when did you play with the armadillo?
I just picked them up and moved them out of the road.
Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't really play.
I got you. Because, I mean, if they decide they want to do something to you, they can. I mean, there's not any doubt about that. Those claws work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Get this, an eye drop could one day replace surgery as a cure for cataracts, most common cause of blindness in people. In testing, Yahoo News says, a naturally occurring molecule, how do you like that? A naturally occurring molecule dissolved cataracts in animals when administered via an eyedropper. Currently, the only cataract treatment available is surgery. More lab testing obviously needed before human trials can get underway. But that's, lanasterol. Lanasterol is what this is called.
Well, my dad just had the surgery, so.
Ah, okay. But I just, man, that's, pretty non-intrusive.
It would be.
Good thing. Fewer teens are drinking and smoking. WebMD says a new study out of Penn State revealed that data from 600,000 high school seniors between 1976 and 2013 found a significant decline in cigarette use, but an increase in marijuana use. Well, we had the story, was that 2 weeks ago? We were talking about it's at an age you age out of one and move into the other.
Yeah.
1993, black teens were equally likely to use marijuana or cigarettes, and white teens more likely to smoke cigarettes than use marijuana, but... that started to change in 2011. And by the time they got to 2013, about 10% of black teens smoked cigarettes. Nearly 25% were using marijuana. Nearly 19% of white teens smoked cigarettes. And 22% were using marijuana.
Hmm.
Now,
I wonder how much of this decline moved to pharmaceuticals.
Well, that's, yeah. Now, again, it was 10% of blacks and 19% of whites smoking cigarettes. I find that interesting that there are twice as many white teens than black teens smoking cigarettes. I don't know. Again, well, you know, but you're right. That is a point, is what are you exposed to? What are people around you doing?
Sure.
How do you get your first marijuana or tobacco cigarette? That can happen. Anyhow, overall, teens' use of alcohol has fallen since the mid-1970s. However, white teens are still more likely to use alcohol than other substances. And white teens, alcohol use remained high, but black teens are higher than black teens throughout the study period. So, again, cost may have something to do with that factor, I would think, too. It's
more than likely.
Yes.
Or certainly a large contributing factor.
Exactly. All right, if you're trying to diet, Red Book Magazine can help. They've published their list of the 100 best foods you can eat. The list includes good stuff. Avocados,
yay.
Dark chocolate, cheese, salsa, water with lemon, mandarin oranges, and surprisingly, sorbet and mini fudge bars. Good things for you to eat. We'll go dig around and see what else we can find. I don't think that bacon's on the list. I'm just saying.
No. Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with April Plemons from Long Way Home Animal Shelter with a special guest. Who do we have today?
Today we've got our little special Yorkie friend. We're still trying to decide a name on him, but he's an older Yorkie. He's about 7 or 8 years old, and he has no teeth.
See, I like toothless, like the dragon from...
Yes, or gummy.
Gummy's fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
Gummy bear.
But this is the perfect example of what you guys do. You take the ones that are more than likely not going to be placed somewhere.
That's exactly right.
You foster them. You get them back on their feet where they can, you know, more or less take care of themselves, and then you adopt them out.
That's right. So sometimes we have perfectly healthy dogs and cats just because the shelter's over capacity. But for the most part, we take the ones that the shelters call, quote, unadoptable. So we have Thaddeus right now, who's a 47-pound golden retriever, and he was burned. So he either had boiling water or some type of grease spilled down his back. And so we're rehabbing him, getting him nice and healthy, and then he'll go to a home. And same for our little Yorkie here. He's older and he's got no teeth. He's got a little flea dermatitis, but I mean, he'll be right as rain in no time at all.
And just a lover dog. He's just a little cuddle bug.
He is. And now he is, because he has no teeth, he structurally can't keep his tongue in all the time. So it kind of hangs out and it's really cute. And he loves to give kisses. You just kind of never know where the tongue's going to hit you. So if you just kind of get in his general area, he'll get you.
If someone would like to help out or adopt one of these dogs, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so you can check out really cute pictures of all of our adoptable dogs on our Facebook page, which is Long Way Home Adoptables, or you can check out our website, mylongwayhome.org. And we always need donations. So right now we're looking for tax-deductible donations. You can see the link right at the top of our Facebook page. And we also have a really strange request. Right now we need storage shelves. So if anybody has them, if you have a man cave you're cleaning out, if you've got hand-me-downs, that we need storage shelves. So just hit us up on our website.
Always a pleasure, and thanks for bringing in the puppy. The gummy,
he's really cute.
Gummy or toothless is something yeah. else. You need to check that one
he's
out.
He's cute.
And that's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Reichen Insurance Company, serving insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Reichen, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Reichen and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykereichen.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Reichen, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Cherry Ruffino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryruffino.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods rose in June, snapping a two-month streak of declines and suggesting greater confidence among businesses. New orders for durable goods, products such as toaster ovens and aircraft carriers designed to last at least 3 years, rose 3.4%. That was much better than expected. Vizio, best known for its low-priced televisions, has filed preliminary documents for an initial public offering. The Irvine, California-based company plans to raise up to $172.5 million. Despite booming new car sales, not everything is flying out of dealer showrooms. Some cars from major automakers are looking at double-digit year-over-year sales declines. Based on data from Automotive News, there are several models that are down more than 30% this year, including the Nissan Juke, Chrysler Town & Country, Cadillac CTS, Subaru BRZ, and Audi Allroad. Crude oil trading at $47.59 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1086 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1086. 800-300-1086.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Ever wake up feeling like your legs have been running all night? Or they're cramped up and fatigued? Felt like you didn't get any sleep? Well, you know, it's quite possible that you're suffering from restless leg syndrome. Yeah, RLS affects a huge number of people, and it can be miserable. But, you know, the solution is just a phone call away. That's right, over 5,000 people have reported getting relief with Active 8. Heck, they didn't even realize that Active 8 helps people with restless leg until after hundreds of their customers called and told them how well it works. It's just one of those wonderful little benefits in life to find something that works so well and costs so little. 5,000 other people have been. Just go online to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free, 800-465-4411. Myactive8.com or 800-465-4411. This would never do. Carice was not going to pay this much for an original designer gown and then not wear it to the event of the season, the Grand Debutante Ball, New York's most prestigious gathering of the year. But Carice Crosby had a problem. The elegant gown looked awful. The problem was with the corset. I might mention that the year was 1917 and corsets were what women were wearing, especially when they dressed up. After all, it just wouldn't do to be, well, improperly attired. But the cut of Carice's gown was rather low in the front, and her corset was sticking up above the top of the dress. Now, that really looked bad. Well, she decided that the corset had to go, but she was not going to that ball without that new dress. So she improvised by tying two handkerchiefs together and some cloth, and, well, everything seemed to look fine, and off she went to the ball. And you might guess that most of what was going on went right past the men, but the women sure took notice. They wanted to know her secret, and they showed so much interest that Carice decided to do something about it. Well, you guessed it. She invented the first brassiere. Her name is right there in the patent office files as being the inventor of the brassiere. But she really didn't have the resources or the interest in doing much else, at least business-wise, with her invention. So she made a few for her girlfriends, and that was about it, until she told her boyfriend, Jack Eschelbaum, about it. Well, you see, he was a corset salesman at the time in the family business, and Jack was no dummy. He figured out right away that this was going to be a hit article of clothing with women. So he got the family business to buy the rights to Carice's invention. And they did very well with it. Then that's how it happened. Because of a debutante, a new gown, and a cranky corset design. It's a little known fact that Carice Crosby only made a few thousand from her invention. But she didn't mind. She did well in life anyway, because she married a fabulous millionaire. No, it wasn't Jack Eichelbaum. You see, he got out of the corset business and started something new, something that made a lot of money, too. Of course, he changed his name and became one of the biggest movie moguls of all time, Jack Warner, Warner Brothers Studios.
It's happened to just about everyone. In an email, someone proposes a crazy idea. It's addressed to multiple people. You intended to forward your own harsh response, not to the sender, but to one of the other original recipients. You compose a quick, sharp put-down, and then, in an instant, you push send. Only then do you realize what you've done. In a panic, you look for any button to bring that email back, but the deed is done, unless you're using Google's Gmail. If you enable unsend, you may have 10 to 30 seconds to stop the offending mail. If you're using Chrome or Safari, there's a plugin called ClipText. ClipText has the option to recall and also allows messages to exist for only a certain amount of time before they self-destruct. Then there's Vertru, a plugin for Firefox and Chrome. It works with Gmail, Yahoo, and Outlook. The catch is that the recipient also must be using Vertru. Finally, try addressing your email after you write it to be sure the only one you intended to see it sees it. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
There's one thing that you really need to know about printers. The new Epson Workforce is an award-winning line of all-in-one printers for your home office, small business, or even corporate work groups. Epson Workforce printers are powered by Precision Core. It's a new printing technology originally developed for industrial printers. And now, it's available for the rest of us. We call it Performance Beyond Laser. Print shop quality output, vibrant colors, clear, crisp text. But the cost per page is less than half of color laser printers. And printing each page is amazingly fast. Unlike laser printers, there's no warm-up time. It's ready to go when you are, to print on a wide variety of media, including labels, all while using 70% less power than laser printers. It's the Epson Workforce printers, powered by Precision Core. It's simply the best printer I've ever seen. Performance beyond laser. Epson, built to perform.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at drreese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. While officials at Easterwood Airport wait for a decision on a $475,000 federal grant to help recruit Delta for nonstop service to Atlanta, John Clanton at SN Aviation says there's another pot of federal money going towards brick-and-mortar improvements.
The FAA provides about $1 million a year to airports our size that have air traffic, commercial air traffic. That's for improvements in runways, lighting, terminal, and so forth. Well, we've got a number of years of that grant money that has not been applied for or spent yet.
Clanton says they'll have $3 or $4 million from the FAA to improve the terminal, plus another $7 million in private funding for the terminal, hangars, and other services at Easterwood. There was no opposition by the College Station City Council to returning the annual Christmas in the Park event to Central Park. Gary Logan of the city's Parks and Recreation Department addressed Councilwoman Blanche Brick's concern of adequate parking.
Parking is definitely one of the primary things we're looking at. We have a number of different options. The layout did mention potentially using that corner of Dartmouth and Krennic Tap. You know, there's a number of other options being considered as well. Mall parking shuttles is always an option out there as just a potential, but we've got a little time and we're still working on that.
Wolfpin Creek Park had hosted the event for the last 4 years, with Central Park having a limited light display. There's a new chair of the Brazos County Democratic Party. A 1977 graduate of Texas A&M, T.C. Langford, takes over for Maggie Charlton, who retired and moved to North Carolina earlier this year. Langford says it's important to go into neighborhoods and tell people what they stand for.
I don't think people get very interested in politics
unless it concerns what's happening in their own backyard. And by walking in and standing there and being available and accessible and saying, tell me what it is that affects you. And let's talk about local elections. Let's talk about what's happening within the Brazos Valley, within the county, within the school districts, within the city.
Langford says upcoming events include a voter registration effort on August 8th, which is the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. A Bryan policeman stopping an SUV driving at about 2 in the morning without a working rear license plate light led to the arrests of three people on a variety of drug charges. According to the arrest report, officers seized more than $4,200 in cash, 12 ounces of marijuana, and a small amount of cocaine from the vehicle stopped at Kent and Esther, which is south of 29th and west of Villa Maria. The driver, 36-year-old Ruben Carrillo Jr. of Austin, and two passengers, 28-year-old Joshua Carrillo of Tyler and 24-year-old Kelsey Bond of College Station, remain in jail. A patrolman with the Texas A&M police stopping a car at about midnight without a working rear license plate light led to the arrest of a Bryan man who will be in jail until at least August 12th. According to online jail records, 25-year-old Miguel Ramos will be serving time for five prior local traffic convictions. According to the arrest report, Ramos has 16 prior suspensions and has been caught 10 times for not having insurance, among other infractions. An SUV with an expired registration that was stopped by Bryan police led to the driver being arrested for evading arrest and possession of crack cocaine, Xanax pills, and marijuana. According to the arrest report, the driving record of 23-year-old Christopher Darius Scott of Bryan has 24 active suspensions, 4 convictions for not having insurance, and 3 convictions for driving with a suspended license. The Bryan Police Department is encouraging residents to call when door-to-door solicitors are in their neighborhood. Officer Kelly McKeithen says all must have a city permit, and those pitching alarm systems must also have a state license.
Anytime you feel like you want us to check out the person that's walking door-to-door, or if they didn't give you a permit, call us at the Bryan Police Department, and we will come talk to them. If they do not have a permit, they will get a citation or sometimes go to jail, depending on if they're from out of state or out of town.
McKeithen says two signs of illegal activity are people who try to push you or give you a sob story, hoping you will buy what they're selling. The Brazos Valley was shut out of $4 billion of projects awarded this week by the Texas Water Development Board.
Most of the money doled out as low-interest loans going to 32 water-related projects around the state. It was the first round of SWIFT, the State Water Implementation Fund for Texas.
I feel very confident. We're off to an amazing start. We've got everything in place to be successful for the future, and it's just going to get better and better.
The moment not lost on Water Board member Kathleen Jackson. The chairman, Beck Broom, noting that they burned through $4 billion in a little over 2 hours. The biggest chunk, $3 billion, going for drinking water in Houston. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:35. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, and free online banking. So if you're facing a change in your bank, why not change for the better? Prosperity's the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Colter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
We invite you to join us for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, a community-wide collection of school supplies for the children in our area on Thursday, August 6th at the Brazos Center and both HEB Tejas and HEB Tower Point locations. For more information, visit jlbcs.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, checking some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and the 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself. Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click actionsportstx.com.
Continued hot through today with mostly to partly sunny skies, just some scattered clouds basically. High temperature this afternoon into the low and mid-90s, and then for tonight, partly cloudy, low temperature mid-70s. Mid-90s on Tuesday, sunshine and some scattered fair weather clouds. Clear to partly cloudy during Tuesday night, around 75 degrees, and temperatures should be well up in the 90s on Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We're not a sports station, and we don't play one. We have one of those. But kind of an interesting story. Obviously, the Big 12 has always been in danger of falling apart.
Yes.
Always been pretty unstable. Obviously, A&M left, Colorado left, Missouri left, Nebraska left, and TCU and West Virginia came on there. Currently with 10 members, Oklahoma President David Bourne set realignment tongues wagging this summer when he publicly endorsed expanding. All sorts of articles followed this one, like Outkick the Coverage, that analyzed the potential targets for the Big 12 and suggested the conference should go to 14 members. Fine, whatever. Well, yesterday came an interesting story that had not been made public before. According to an Omaha, Nebraska newspaper article, five Big 12 schools explored joining the Big 10 in 2010, a move that would have taken them up to 16 schools and would have done an East and West division. Among those was Texas A&M University. According to this article, a Big 12 athletic director spoke to the Omaha World Herald on condition of anonymity, said he contacted the Big Ten athletic directors and presidents with whom he was familiar back in June of 2010. Nebraska, of course, wound up joining the Big Ten. Texas A&M would have become the SEC's 13th member, and Missouri, a school that also flirted with the Big Ten, evidently included in that group of five that were seeking to leave and go somewhere else. But I think it's the first time we've ever seen that A&M was interested in possibly going someplace other than the SEC. Didn't turn out that way.
No.
However, we'll see where it all goes from there. Also, there was a story that was, I know it was in the Houston Chronicle. It was authored by the New York Times about how Nick Saban was coming to Texas. He was coming to Texas to be the head football coach. All the athletic director at Texas had to do was ask him, and he didn't. How would things be different now? Yeah, how would things be different now? In the meantime, you know, Saban got a raise out of it. And the other thing was that the Alabama Booster Club, if you will, bought his house from him for $3 million just to make him feel better. Gave him a raise and bought his house. So, there. Story in the Wall Street Journal today, not good. U.S. Energy companies planning on more layoffs, asset sales, and financial maneuvers to deal with the recent sudden drop in oil prices. The companies have been banking on a rebound of the oil prices for the second half of 2015. That has not happened. Oil was at $48.14 as of Friday. $48.14 as of Friday. Of course, we've also already heard last week Halliburton and Baker Hughes said that they were laying off a bunch of folks, 27,000 jobs between the two of them. That's double the 13.5 they'd announced back in February. And there is a ripple effect to that, without a doubt. We are feeling it certainly here and in other places as well. See what happens again when students arrive at Texas A&M University, fueled with mommies and daddies' credit cards. How many of those mommies and daddies are in the oil patch and business in some ways, and how is that going to affect things? We'll just have to wait and see.
And we sort of talked about it last week, I believe. You know, fracking's been around for hydraulic fracturing for about 100 years.
It has.
But it's only recently become critical and very important in our economy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are finding ways to bring that cost down.
Well, and that's obviously an important thing, which, again, is the next example of what we've talked about. Is technology never stands still.
No.
We will learn new ways to do things that we do now, and we'll learn to do them better, and we'll learn to do them more efficiently. And so don't believe that we won't get any smarter, because we will. So Milwaukee police report a confirmed sighting of a large feline creature. Have we heard about this?
Yes.
This has been going on since last week. People are saying, well, there's a lion loose on the streets of Milwaukee. Now, they haven't captured this critter yet. They do have it contained in an area. Cops with dogs, vets, and others are all volunteering to find it. Residents in the area seeing the creature also. Herbert Ball said, it was big. I was just saw a heavy brown fur thing with a long tail, what he said. All right.
Heavy brown fur thing.
That's it. Said it, his neighbor said it was a lion. Don't know. Reports of a big cat sitting or being sighted are apparently focused last Monday, so we've been at that a week. I don't know. Google News Milwaukee Lion, and let's see if maybe we have any updates this morning. The confirmed sighting by a Milwaukee police officer was a lion-like creature. I don't know what is a lion-like creature that's not a lion.
Something big.
Yeah, and that probably you ought not be near, especially if you might be on its food list. But
a story posted an hour ago says they're still continuing the search.
Dun, dun, dun.
How big is it, though? You know? I mean, how can it hide that?
Oh, man. It looks huge.
Hello?
I know you didn't say dogs volunteered for this mission because they did.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they looked up and went, no, no, no. Oh, I am going. Oh, okay. Well, all right, that's fine. So there's a picture of it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It does give one pause, though, when you think about this in the context.
No, it's got the pause.
There.
There. Thank you. There we go. Ahead.
Of Bigfoot.
In Milwaukee.
No, just any place.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if we can't find what they know to be a lion roaming around Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's true. How could we ever find Loch Ness, the monster in Loch Ness,
right,
too, right?
Exactly.
Right. Don't they have, like, heat-seeking helicopters they can put up?
A little FLIR or something?
Yeah. All right, yeah, they could do drones. Can't they do drones with that?
Why not?
Yeah, that seems like that would be easy. And
drone with a trank gun.
I know.
Foomp.
No, don't start thinking. Don't even start thinking that, okay? That'll give somebody an idea.
Please tell me you haven't thought about that.
No,
how many people would you like to fly a drone over and go, foomp?
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour, or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. BBB Bill, what's going on, man?
Hey, Kevin. I want listeners to realize that not only
his bank account information on the scene with thieves. Your medical identity theft is really happening these days.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah. So it's becoming an increasing common crime. What you need to do is safeguard your medical records as best you can. And I won't go into how much money has been lost in the last couple of years.
Kajillions.
It's a lot, but here are some warning signs of medical identity theft. Getting a bill for a medical service you didn't receive. A notice from your health plan stating you have reached your benefit limit, and you haven't even been seeing the doctor yet, you know. Denial of insurance after a fraudulent condition is listed in your medical record. If your health records are compromised in a medical identity crime, your health may be at risk while you seek resolution. Unfortunately, in some cases, you must resolve these issues before you can receive future treatment.
So this is exactly like your credit then?
Actually, probably a little more important because it is your health involved.
Well, sure.
So here's some proactive steps you can take. First of all, leave your insurance card at home. Most people keep it in their wallet or their purse somewhere. So ask your doctor for a copy of your medical records. You want to keep an eye out for inaccuracies. And you can get your medical record once free every 12 months, just like your credit report. Do not provide your health care information over the phone. Also, monitor your medical bills. Open and read all mailed medical bills and make sure that it's yours and not somebody else's. And review your credit report once a year. These are items that are brought to you by IDWise. This was a good piece of information. I have all of the phone numbers to the three credit reporting agencies. If someone wants to call the office, I'll be happy to give those to them.
Number?
260-2222, Kevin.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, as always.
Howdy, folks. Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we've been challenged to sell 105 new 2015 Chevys in July. Around here, we say, bring it on. With all these amazing Camaros, Cruisers, Colorados, Suburbans, and Silverados in stock, we are confident that we can win this closeout challenge. And you'll win, too, on the best Chevy offers of the year. Pay less for your Chevy and get more for your trade. Come to Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader, trade-in marketplace dealership, to get your instant cash offer for your old car. Feel free to walk away with the cash or use it on a closeout price Chevy car or truck. It's a win-win for you during Tom Light Chevrolet's July closeout challenge. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, Patrick, you ready? I got a new phrase for you.
All right.
Social jet lag.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard this?
No, give it to me.
All right, well. All right, Mondays are no picnic. We know that.
Yeah.
But if you're suffering from social jet lag, it can be just terrible, just miserable. Social jet lag is a phrase coined by researchers who have decided that sleeping in and having fun on weekends comes with a price on Monday morning, leaving us feeling sluggish and drained. What's more, you may not fully recover until Wednesday.
It's about time to go partying.
That's right, social jet lag. You see, sleeping in on weekends is what really sets the potential jet lag in motion. It only takes a two-hour shift in your sleep pattern to throw your entire system off.
I'll buy that.
When we do that on a weekly basis, the negative effects are cumulative, and they can add up. Social jet lag may sound harmless, but... yeah, really. To German researcher Till Rodenberg, who coined the phrase, it can take a hefty toll on her health, raising the odds that we'll turn to drinking, smoking, and caffeine for relief. Social jet lag. One more problem.
Crawl into your hole by yourself. Just sit there.
Right. Yeah, that's it. So how does a five-year-old get on a bus with no adult? It's exactly what happened in Portland. A little girl left her house around 5 in the morning, grabbed the bus to town center, where she was finally found around 7:30. Police are looking for her after her parents reporting her missing. The bus company is conducting their own investigation. I mean, she have fare? She get on like that?
Good question.
Just saying. And then there's also the they are among us, or at least in California. Man's fiance believed that he was an alien / human hybrid, secretly working with our government. Jeffrey Lash's home was filled with guns, and his decomposing body was found in his SUV in Pacific Palisades. His fiance is missing, and her mother, Laura, told police that the daughter believed that he had been sent to Earth to protect us. Just saying, sometimes it's good to know your neighbors, and sometimes not so much.
Yeah.
Okay? Not so much. Don't want to have that conversation over the fence. So a monster El Nino weather system threatening to make our lives miserable, not only in the aforementioned California, but along the entire Pacific coast this year. But the phenomena will also mess with the weather all over the world. El Nino, basically a temporary warming of the waters at the equator in the eastern and eastern Pacific Ocean and Central Pacific. The temperature shift will range from 1 to 3 degrees Fahrenheit, and it usually lasts 9 months to a year. Caused a shift in the winds, which in turn causes the ocean to warm. All that may not sound like much, but of course, Discovery News says, yes, it is. A warming water expands. Sea levels can rise as much as a foot. Because cold water isn't rising to the surface, there's a decrease in plankton. Plankton, of course, fish food for all other fish. Here goes. The whole food chain will get upset. All right. We'll see. Just remember, this El Nino also might help drive up the atmospheric temperature. Just saying. You heard it here first.
I know. Quit.
Okay. I'll shift that to tell you this. No. Patrick's not here. We have to wait till Patrick gets back for this one, because I believe this will be a ground augurer. I think he'll auger himself into the ground for this. There's a new modeling agency. Have you heard about it?
No.
Okay, well. Oh, are you here, Patrick?
I'm back. Oh. Finally back.
The first all-transgender modeling agency opening in Los Angeles.
Oh, good. Well.
Fashionista says the Apple modeling agency, headquartered in China, will be devoted to transgender models.
The Apple?
Well, it says Apple. I don't know.
I wonder.
Just letting you know. Anyhow,
Adams.
They will Apple? Follow. I don't know. They'll follow the. They said the full spectrum of male, female, and everything in between.
Okey-doke.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and price range. New items arrive often, sometimes in multiple and sometimes one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures awaiting you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, right next to Harry's in the Stack.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. We stand behind our certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs with a 100,000-mile warranty, and we can work with you on an easy payment plan so that you can drive away happy. We're Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, on Highway 6 at University Drive.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by
the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Normandy Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normandytractor.com. Normandy Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Morning, couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Camera drones, we're talking about tranquilizer drones a little while ago. Camera drones have opened a whole new world of possibility for photographers looking for a way to capture.